Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, When It's Time, was written by Ann Cetus. When my friends Al and Kathy Schiffer flew their iconic World War II-era airplane to air shows, it was the reactions of the elderly war veterans that meant the most to them. They would come by so they could talk about the wars they served in and the airplanes they flew. Most of their battle stories were told with tears in their eyes. Many have said that the best news they received while serving their country were the words, "The war is over, boys. It's time to go home." These words from an earlier generation relate to the war believers in Jesus are engaged in, our good fight of faith against the devil, the enemy of our souls. The Apostle Peter warned us in 1 Peter 5, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He tempts us in various ways and uses discouragement in suffering and persecution to try to draw us away from our faith in Jesus." Peter challenged his first readers and us today to be alert and of sober mind. We depend on the Holy Spirit so we won't let the enemy cause us to surrender the fight and bring us down. We know that one day Jesus will return. When he comes, his words will have an effect similar to that felt by wartime soldiers, bringing tears to our eyes and joy to our hearts. The war is over, children. It's time to go home. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, you are far greater than anyone or anything that stands against us. Please help us to be alert to the ways that Satan tries to deceive us, and help us to rely on your strength and your power to walk the straight path. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and our encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.